You're listening to Real Love, Real Stories, a podcast to share, to learn, and thrive in love. So no matter where you are on the love continuum, this is the place to be. My name is Kanu, and I'm the host, and thank you so much for being here. A lot of single people had put dating on hold to respect the social distancing and protect themselves from getting or even spreading COVID-19. So even though reports came out that dating apps saw a rise in new signups, a lot of people, though, were still very hesitant in actually meeting in person, especially when you aren't even sure that there's chemistry between the two. So remember when speed dating was a thing? So you would meet people at an organized event, see if there's a spark or attraction or some kind of bonding. And then they actually would be held in like bars, restaurants, or even sometimes coffee shops. So by the time the event is over, you would have met a number of potential mates. So it saved time, money, and the hassle, really. Then COVID happened, and that ended. My guest today, Zach Schlein, was way ahead of the game. He's the co-founder of Filter Off, which is a video speed dating app. So the idea of Filter Off is that of what I just described before, but only on video in the comfort of your own home. So I will let Zach tell us more about that. So what I love about it is there's no swiping left or right. And it's a safe way to get to know someone before you get to meet them in person. It's a safe way in terms of your physical safety and also the health safety of COVID that I was just talking about. And it limits the potential of catfishing because you get to see the person on video, which I needed this before when I got catfished years ago. Met this guy on like match.com or something. And, you know, when I lived in Portland and, right before we were supposed to meet up for coffee, then he tells me, oh, I just got this contract in Alaska, so I have to fly out today. And I'm sorry, I can't meet you, but I want to continue talking to you. And usually I don't give guys my number until I meet them, right? And so he's like, but I want to continue talking to you. So can we talk outside of this app? Can I have your number? So I gave him my Google number, which, you know, is not my main number. Already, I'm feeling like there are red flags there, right? So he goes to Alaska. And then while we're talking, and by the way, and he, on his profile, he says he's a white guy who grew up in Europe and his wife died and he has a daughter, you know, all that stuff. And then one day we decided we're going to talk like on the phone. So he calls me. And he sounds very much like a Nigerian guy. I kid you not. And so I said to him, I was like, wow, what does a guy, white guy from Europe, why do you sound like a Nigerian guy? And he's like, no, this is my accent. I've never been told that, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, okay, I am going to have fun with this guy. I'm just going to like buy into his story and keep talking to him. But anyway, so this went on for like days and days. And then the catfishing thing where they want to scam you, right, came. And he's like, hey, so since I'm in Alaska and I'm not able to access my files, blah, 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 can you help me with this? I'll give you my email address. And can you access this invoice and send it to me? And I was like, dude, you don't even know me. We've never even met. Why are you trusting me to do this for you? Why don't you trust your own family, your own employees? Because supposedly he had employees. And like that, do you think I was born yesterday? So anyways, I did tell him, I was like, dude, you know, I've known from the beginning that you're lying and please don't do that to other people. It's just not cool. And I don't know what you're trying to get at this, but don't do this. Anyways, I ended up blocking him and not talking to him anymore. But there are stories like this that a lot of people have, and I have more too. But what I love about this dating app is that you get to see the person. So in my story I just shared, if we had talked on video, I would have seen that one, he's not a white guy from Europe, and that would have ended right there. And as a matter of fact, he wouldn't have been on this app because it's a catfishing thing. So he wouldn't be on there. So that's what I love about this new thing that Zach created. Anyways, I will let Zach tell us more about it. So enjoy.
Tell me what your experience has been like with online dating.
Yeah. So it's been a complicated experience. I think most people can relate. On one hand, I've loved it because the idea of online dating, what it represents, I think is awesome. Being able to meet someone outside of your circle, where it doesn't just rely purely on being at the right place at the right time, I think online dating is super special. On the other hand, it's been really frustrating where I would match with someone, they seemed great, and we had great conversations, and I felt like I knew this person. And then when we met in person, it was just not a good fit and not no chemistry, or maybe I wasn't attracted. And yeah, it was just frustrating. Yeah, going on bad first dates. Yeah.
Yeah, I've experienced in that as well. Many experiences. Yeah. So speaking of such experiences as online dating, you know, I remember myself when I was dating, I think I was using like Match or something. And I meshed with this guy and, you know, I thought he looked good. But, you know, in my head, I was like, huh, there's just something different about this guy. But let me just meet him and see what he's like. So this was New Year's Eve. And so I meet up with him. And we had scheduled to meet up at a Starbucks. I walk in and I see this guy who kind of looks like the guy I'm looking for, but he looked a lot older. So he had a full head of hair in his pictures. And then in person, he didn't have that much hair. So immediately I was like, dude, you lied. You know, yeah. You lied. Because I always ask too, you know, like, are your pictures current? Like, how current are they? And so immediately I was like, nope, I'm not going to waste my time. So that for me was the shortest date I've ever been on. From the moment I entered Starbucks to the time I got back to my car was 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's the epitome of a catfish.
Yeah. So speaking of which, do you have any experiences such, you know, catfish or worst date? Can you share a couple?
Yeah, I mean, I've gone on dates similar in that sense where, I mean, I could talk about example of catfish and like just a bad date.
Okay.
In terms of catfishing, yeah, like they looked nothing like their photos. Mm-hmm. And we got on the date and we're just not vibing. And she's like, do you think I didn't, she brought this up. She's like, do you think I didn't look like my photos? And I was like, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. And that's when I realized I have to start video chatting before I meet in person. And then another date, I met her at this bar and it was just so bad. She was so negative and critical of everything. And I was just, it was the worst energy ever.
God.
And I was just, I finished my drink and it was probably 20 minutes in. And I was like, listen, I have to go. And she was just like, why? And I was just like, I just need to leave. It was just so bad. Like literally every single thing was like a put down and condescending around life. It was just, it was just so tiring.
Yeah. I don't know why people go on dates when they're not feeling, when they're feeling a certain way. It's like, just cancel it, you know? So, Yeah. So you mentioned that, you know, the reason why I gave that example too is the person who didn't look like their picture. And then you had the same experience, which I think I'm assuming, but you tell me, is that what led you to starting your business that you have now?
Yeah, I was really just frustrated with bad first dates and endless swiping. And it literally, online dating has become, it's like a full-time thing with swiping and messaging back and forth.
Yeah,
and evaluating. It's a time suck. And I was just like, I just want to meet people face-to-face, see if we vibe. And if we don't, no worries. And I really just fell in love with video chatting before meeting in person, and wanted it to be video first. So no swiping whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that's what motivated me to build this app, Filter Off, to make a video first and just really facilitate deep connection without the swipe and just getting to know someone.
Yeah, I like that. So tell us a little bit about it. First of all, it's an app, yes. But tell us, you already mentioned the name, but mention it again and then tell us how it works. Like if I'm a single person and I want to start dating using your app, how does that work?
Yeah, sure. So yes, it's available. Filter Off is available for Android, iOS, and the web. And it's a video speed dating app. So we run virtual speed dating events. Events can be local. So a local event can be held in LA or New York City or London, and we're all over the world now. But then we also run community-based events. And like a community-based event could be a organization that's running an event. So like there's an individual next week that's running a Black Singles Professionals event. Mm. And it's private to her community. So we have a lot of different communities, and a community, like I mentioned, it could be like a Facebook group, a religious organization, a nonprofit, and it's a way to have your community meet each other in a romantic manner and with like-minded singles. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So, but if you, outside of having community events or speed dating, can an individual just sign up and meet people that way?
Yeah, so we do have a lot of these public events, so like in your city, and then we have some nationwide events and some global events, and then mm-hmm. we have another feature. So let's say you're like, well, I can't always make these events. I just want to date on my own time. We have a feature called Matchmaker. It's also free, and we set you up on, we give you 3 dates every day, and we curate these dates based off your preferences. So you could set deal breakers on religion, ethnicity, and then we take into account other preferences you have as well, which feeds our algorithm and gives you these dates. So, and it just really allows you to date when you want.
Oh, I like that. So do you get to create a profile like you would on like Tinder or Bumble, where you have a profile picture and then some details about you and all that?
Yeah. So when you install the app mm-hmm. or use the web app, you do create a profile, and then you'll see the events tab, which you could opt into, or you could opt into Matchmaker, which will then ask you more questions about what you're looking for in a partner and who you are as a person. And yeah, you do have a photo for events. When the events are queued up and you're ready to go on your dates, you actually don't see the photos of people beforehand. But when you go on your video chats, you see them. For Matchmaker, you can see your dates beforehand, the photos beforehand. So we do that intentionally. And yeah, so that's a little bit of how it works.
I like it. So you mentioned free, but is the whole thing free, or what part of it is free?
Yeah, so currently it's a totally free app. And if you're an organization that wants to run your own event for your community, it's also free to run. And eventually we'll add like freemium features, maybe for Matchmaker. So if you want more dates, we could offer that, or even more curation. But yeah, right now it's really just focused on the product and really just delivering the best experience. I mean, during the pandemic, we launched, got out of beta a month before the pandemic. Wow. And since the pandemic, we've run close to 2,000 virtual dating events, over 250,000 dates. We've created 4 engagements and 2 marriages came out of it. And this was all during the pandemic. So,
nice.
Yeah. So it's our focus, just create the best app where people actually meet.
I like it. So you connect with someone, I create a profile and I look for people in my area and I connect with someone, and then can you continue video chatting yeah. until you decide to meet up in person? Or
Yeah, I can share kind of how it works. So let's say you want to join the New York City date night because you live in New York mm-hmm. and you RSVP, it gets added to your calendar, and an hour before the event, Filter Off will send you a notification to confirm. Once you confirm, you get scheduled dates from other people who also confirm. Mm. And the matching takes place based off of gender and age preference. And you could see, preview their profiles beforehand. You could learn a little bit about them. The photo is blurred, but let's say you have one date at 8:00. Mm-hmm. And when 8:00 rolls around, you click start date and you're entered in a video chat with this person, video speed date on Filter Off. And then when the date concludes, it'll ask you whether you like each other or not, and then you move on to your next date. Mm-hmm. At the end of the event, you'll see if you have any matches where you can then message them or video call them on Filter Off.
Oh, cool. So is it timed then?
Yeah, so the dates are timed. Most of our event dates are 3 minutes. Sometimes organizers increase the time to 5 minutes, but that's really been the sweet spot.
Oh, I like it. I hope people can try it out. So how are you making money if you're offering this for free?
Yeah, I mean, right now we do have some organizations that make it exclusive to their audience and we take ticket sales, but most of it, like I mentioned, is purely around growth and creating the best product and eventually offering that freemium option. But right now, really the focus is let's just grow. A lot of different matchmakers have run events on our platform as well, dating coaches. So we're hitting a lot of different like the love industry and different sorts of people to kind of help them build their audience, sell tickets, things of that nature.
Oh, cool. I like it. I like it. I hope people can check it out. I will include in the show notes some links so people can absolutely try it and see. Yeah, so this is great. You know, it's nice to talk to someone who's in the industry of love. And also the fact that you're single, right? And you're doing that. And, you know, I get a lot of, do you ever get questions from people like, you know, why are you doing this and you're still single?
Yeah,
I get that a lot.
Yeah, I think it's a valid question. I mean, though, first of all, I think dating is a process, right? First of all, not everyone is looking for a relationship. I just want to state that. But for the people that are, it's a process. It may not happen overnight. But if you're actively putting yourself out there, it may take a week or it may take 2 years or longer, right? It's just part of the process, like anything. And then also to add, I mean, my focus really is, I'm very passionate about online dating. I don't consider myself a dating expert. I'd consider myself an expert on online dating, the industry as a whole, kind of the trends and how technology influences experience and user behavior. There's one thing that we've seen with swipe apps, they're exhausting, they're stressful, and it doesn't always influence good behavior because it's a dopamine rush. They've made it like a game. And with Filter Off, our focus is bringing it back, allow for intentional dating, and really just creating an authentic connection.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, well, thank you for being on the show. Is there anything that you were hoping I would ask or something you want to share? You know, at the end, I will ask you to share your social media handle so people can connect with you. But I just wanted to open this time for you to share if there was something you were hoping I would ask you.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've covered most of the bases. And again, if anyone that's listening would like to run their own event, they can for their community or maybe just friends. You can sign up and put in a event that you'd like to register.
That's really cool. I hope people can take advantage of that. Yeah. So how can people connect with you?
Yeah. So I'm on social. Filter Off is on all the socials, and our contact page, our website's getfilteroff.com, and there is a contact page if you have any questions or if you have any feedback.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for being on Real Love, Real Stories. I really appreciate your time. And I cannot wait to share this so people can check it out.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kanu.
Thank you so much for listening and all the way to the end. I am genuinely so grateful. So now you can continue to show your support in a few different ways. The first one is, if you can think of someone who might benefit from this episode, please send it to them. And the second thing is, we all are on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and the like. So please share this episode. And I love it when people tag me to their post. And three, head over to iTunes. You can leave a review and you can rate this episode. All your feedback is very helpful and it helps this podcast get visible so others can listen to all these great stories. Thank you so much. Till next time.